Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's story contains spooky imagery, mentions of monsters eating people, acts of kidnapping, and
human flesh.
If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian.
What?
Picture this. It's a silent night in December and Christmas is coming up soon. So let's say that you haven't been a very good kid this year. I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just saying, think about the story this way. If you hadn't been a very good kid this year, think about that. All right, you ready?
Okay.
And as you're walking through your, oh, you got your fingers up on your temple. You're good. And as you're walking through your backyard, you hear the sound of crunching snow behind you. Good. As you turn, you look into the face of a humanoid creature with a body covered in dark goat fur, a creepy goat head with a long crooked horns, and in one hand holds a long chain and in the other holds a bundle of thin sticks. You turn to run as the creature screams into the night, thrashing its chains as it gives you chase. Killian, what is this creature?
The Grinch.
No, what is the creature?
Krampus.
Krampus. That's right, it's Krampus. So let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more.
Human flesh.
What is some stuff that you know about Krampus already?
It's human bone.
Okay.
Human
what else?
Flesh.
Other than the human flesh, what else do you know?
He also puts him in a sack that says naughty list.
Oh, okay.
And says, and it kind of makes people die because in that bag, it's plastic.
Oh, okay. All right. So Krampus is an anthropomorphic goat-like creature with big horns. Now, remember last time we said that there would be some words that you had to know. Well, this episode, the word that you need to know is anthropomorphic. It's a really big word. But what do you think it means?
Like hate.
It is, yes, like hate. It's a big word like hate. What do you think the word anthropomorphic means?
I think anthropomorphic means like they're like an animal.
You know what? That's a good guess. Would you like me to tell you what it means?
Yes.
So it's a fancy Greek word that means human form or human-like. So it's kind of like humanoid that we learned last time. It's usually used when we talk about animals or objects acting like humans. Can you make any connections to a cartoon or a movie where there are objects acted like a human? Think about it.
Only one I can think about is Beauty and the Beast.
High five! That was good. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, because there's only talking objects in there.
Yes, that's correct.
They're acting like humans.
That's correct. Good job.
I could tell because they can talk.
Correct. I'm sure we could come up with a lot more, but that was a really good one. But creatures acting like people is a pretty normal thing in storytelling and in folklore. Mm-hmm. So,
like Beauty.
Yes. So do you know where in the world Krampus comes from?
All I know that he's born in the North Pole.
He's actually not born in the North Pole, but that was a very, very good guess. Because the book
I could tell because he lives with Santa.
Right, because the book you read about Krampus.
Is Goodnight Krampus.
Is Goodnight Krampus, and he does live with Santa, so that does make sense. So, the story of Krampus originated in Alpine folklore, which is in the mountain regions called the Alps. that stretches across a large chunk of Europe in countries like France, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, and more. What's special about Germany? What are you?
German.
Yes, you are. Good job. So, Krampus comes from a very beautiful region that's filled with tall, snow-capped mountains, deep green grassy valleys, and beautiful lakes and rivers. Which is kind of weird because it's so pretty, and he's kind of not the prettiest cryptid, is he?
Yeah.
He's a little creepy looking.
Nessie is the pretty one.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Just like our Wendigo story, there are lots of different versions of Krampus. Some stories have that he's a normal-sized man with a big, bushy red beard and little horns. Other stories say that Krampus is a 7-foot-tall anthropomorphic goat man with huge horns, hooves for feet, sharp teeth, and a long red tongue.
And in the books, they have him as a kid.
Yeah, in your book, he's very cute. He's little and brown, and he's got little horns. Uh-huh. He looks like almost like a little gremlin. He's very cute, isn't he?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Like Gizmo.
Yeah, but remember on your poster, or in your ABCs, your cryptid ABC book, mm-hmm. remember he's not so cute in that one. He's got the long tongue, and he's got the long horns, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the version of his daddy.
Yes. Most commonly, sometimes Krampus wears long chains that he takes off and swings around to help make him even scarier. He sometimes carries a bundle of thin birch branches, which is like sticks, that he uses to swat at and chase children. Most commonly, Krampus carries a large wicker basket on his back, like a backpack. And he is known to capture kids that have been acting rotten all year long. And he puts the kids in his basket and he carries them home with him. Do you know how long he keeps them when he takes them home?
No.
He takes them for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that would hit home a little bit harder. Do you know what Krampus does with those really bad kids?
I know.
What do you think he does?
Oh, no!
Can you say it instead of just making a noise?
Ouch, stop!
Stay still. He eats them. He eats human flesh.
I was waiting for that part.
Okay. Do you want to know something crazy?
Uh-huh.
No one knows for sure where Krampus first came from. Uh-huh. He was a legend that got passed around all over the Alpine villages to make sure that kids didn't act what way? Bad. So it's kind of like the things we know about Santa where you're either naughty or nice. It's the same kind of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until around the 17th century that Krampus started showing up in the story of Saint Nicholas. Now, St. Nicholas...
Who's St. Nicholas?
I'm going to tell you. St. Nicholas is a lot like Santa Claus, but he visits the children in the Alpine region and typically gives them small sweets and gifts for being good. Do you remember when we learned about the different ways to celebrate the holidays all over the world? We learned about St. Nicholas. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh. That guy that puts candy in your shoes.
Yes, that is true. God, you remembered that. Okay, according to folklore, St. Nicholas had Krampus join him to make visits to the homes of children who were bad. No.
Oh,
so St. Nicholas went to the houses of the kids that were good, and Krampus went to the house of the kids that were bad. Krampus would typically arrive on the night of December 5th, which is known as Krampus Night, and Krampus would handle all...
Oh, I would love to catch kids.
Well, December 5th is not that long from now. So Krampus would handle the naughty kids while St. Nicholas handled the nice ones a little bit later. You know,
I'll make a Krampus trap.
Well, that's on you, man. Maybe I would hope that you have been nice enough that Krampus wouldn't have to come visit you. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Your stunned silence says everything. Mm-hmm. So... he would come in and he would scare them, kidnap them, or eat their
human flesh.
And then on December 6th, the next day, St. Nicholas would come around and give the sweets to the kids that were still there that were good. So you want to know something kind of cool?
What?
You've been to a Christmas parade, right? We've taken you to one before, remember?
Yeah, the one with the motorcycle.
Yes, there were motorcycles. Well, what if I told you that there are Krampus parades? I know.
No.
Where people dress up as all different kinds of Krampuses, and they parade on the streets being creepy, singing loud, and making lots of noise. Does that sound like something that you would like to go see?
Yes.
Would you be scared or would you like it?
Like it.
You wouldn't be scared if you saw Krampus?
Nope.
Kelly, I'm going to let you in on something cool. There's a store here in town that has Krampus that you could go visit and take a picture with. Do you remember that store we went to with all the crystals?
Mm-hmm.
They have Krampus come that you take a picture. You know you take pictures with Santa? Mm-hmm. You can go take pictures with Krampus. Would that scare you or would you go do it?
I would go do it.
I don't know, man. I think you'd chicken out.
I would not chicken you would out.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we do it. All right. Ready to keep going?
Ready.
So.
One day I'll come.
Okay.
And do that.
Yeah. Okay. So I've told you about Krampus. So what do you think about him so far?
I think about him like he's a pretty nice guy.
You think he's pretty nice? He takes children in baskets and then kidnaps them and then eats them.
I know.
Okay.
But I think he's pretty cool.
He is pretty cool. I'll give you that. So what do you think the scariest thing about Krampus is to you?
That he eats human flesh.
Thank you for creepily caressing my face. All right. Are you ready for our story? We only have one this week, but it's a long one. Are you ready?
Yep.
So let's get cozy. This story is called Krampus Night.
Ooh, this one is going to be good.
Can I give you I have a surprise for you at the very end, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Get cozy under the blankie.
Okay, all under right. The blankie.
All right.
Under the blankie.
Oh, God. All right. There once was a young boy named John who lived in a small village.
Hey, Killian.
No.
Once was a boy named Killian.
No.
He was very bad.
Okay.
Well.
He would never listen to his parents.
No kidding.
And then he got eaten by Krampus all up, and then the end.
Got it. All right. Can I tell my real story now?
Yeah.
Your story was good, though. Okay. There once was a young boy named John who lived in a small village in the heart of Styria. The village had beautiful mountains on both sides of it, large fields of green, and a cute little river that ran through the village. It was a quiet and happy place with kind people who all helped to take care of each other. Well, everyone except for John. You see, all summer long, John spent his time playing all kinds of pranks on the village baker. John would tell the baker his bread and sweets were gross when sneaking extras into his bag when the baker wasn't looking. John would steal firewood from the baker so he could build and knock over towers. And worst of all, when John was feeling especially rotten, he would switch the baker's sugar with salt. Oh, what do you think would happen if you switched your sugar and your salt in like your cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay. The baker was patient with John because he knew that winter was coming soon, and with winter, a dark visitor would come clip-clopping into the village. Who do you think the baker was waiting for?
Krampus.
Yes. Okay, shh. Afternoon snow began to fall in the village as John walked into the bakery. The baker pulled John aside and asked him if he knew what day it was. John, a little confused, told the baker that it was December 5th. The baker smiled and asked if John knew who was coming to the village that night. John, now very confused, swallowed hard and said he didn't know. The baker laughed hard and told John that tonight was Krampus night, and that after bedtime, Krampus would come walking into the village looking for the worst behaved children. Who is Krampus? John asked. Krampus is a furry goat-horned devil who wanders the village from village to village one cold night each year. He has a wicker basket strapped to his back and is looking for children who have been especially naughty. What does he do with the kids he finds? John asked. If the kids are naughty, he puts them in his basket and carries them back to his house with him, and they have to stay with him for the whole year. John gulped hard, and the baker continued leaning in closer to John. If the children are very naughty, Do you know what Krampus does instead? John, sweating with fear, shook his head no. Krampus opens up his mouth filled with sharp teeth, and he eats you all up. John screamed, running out of the bakery, the baker falling on the floor, laughing. That night, snow fell heavily on the village, and John, safe in his bed, watched his window, his covers pulled up under his nose so his eyes were just showing. Eventually, the thick gray clouds parted, and a large moon came shining light on the silent village. It was a part past midnight, and John was just starting to relax, thinking to himself that surely Krampus would have come by now. John took a breath and settled into his bed. And then John heard it. The sound of snow crunching under heavy feet just outside his window. John sat up straight, just in time to see what he thought was the back of a tall man passing his window. Only this man was covered in thick brown goat's fur. Who do you think it was? Who do you think it was? Yes, Krampus. John leapt from his bed and raced to his window. There in the snow were huge hoof prints in the snow. Clip, clop, clip, clop. The sudden sound of hooves on the wood floor outside of John's door made him shout. Clip, clop, clip, clop. The steps were slow and heavy as John ran back into his bed and covered his head with his blanket. John heard the doorknob rattle and his door open with a long creak. There was a long silence, and then John heard clip-clop, clip-clop, as something moved across his floor towards him. John could smell something like an old fireplace and the cold, wet fur of a goat. What do you think's about to happen to John?
Eat.
Yes, John, a low, raspy voice whispered in the room. John, have you been good this year? The voice asked. John sat silent in his bed, blanket tight over his head. Suddenly, a claw hand gripped his sheets, ripping them as they pulled hard, exposing John's face. John opened his mouth to scream, but nothing came out. John looked up to see the face of the terrifying Krampus with long horns and a sharp-toothed grin set in a face covered with fur. Have you been good this year? Krampus asked again. John shook his head no. He knew he had been bad. Krampus looked surprised. The boy had been bad, but at least he was being honest. Krampus took a large wicker basket off his back and sat it on the bedroom floor. John watched as the basket moved and shook like something was inside, and it was trying desperately to escape. Krampus sat at the end of his bed and looked at John for a long time before speaking. John was frozen in fear. I don't give second chances very often, and you're lucky I just ate in the last village, Krampus said, his clawed hand patting a full belly. For being honest, Krampus said, I will let you spend the next year making good choices. If you can't change your ways, let's just say I'll make sure to stop here first. And trust me, I will get very hungry before I start working. Do you think you can change your ways? Krampus asked John. John shook his head yes, barely breathing. He was so scared. Krampus stood up, put the wicker basket back on his back, and looked at John one last time, his head tilting slightly as an evil smile played across his face. And in the blink of an eye, Krampus disappeared from John's bedroom. In a wave of fear, relief, and shock, John passed out back onto his pillow. When John woke up, the sun was barely rising. John looked at his blanket and there were still large claw marks in the fabric. It had not been a dream. Krampus was real. John got dressed and ran out of the house, making his way past the hooved footprints in the snow beneath his window and headed straight for the bakery. Opening up the door to the baker was already hard at work. What do you think John's about to do?
Tell him.
Tell him. What do you think he's going to tell him, though?
Krampus.
What do you think he's going to say to the baker that he's what? Sorry, maybe?
Maybe.
The baker was surprised to see John, but he was even more surprised when John apologized for being so rotten. John then grabbed a small apron from a hook on the wall and asked the baker if he could help. John spent the next year working with the baker and helping him. John spent more time that year being kind, and when December 5th came around again, John nestled into his bed, hopeful that he had done everything he could to be better. The end. Can I tell you something cool?
What?
Do you know who the author of that story was?
Who?
Daddy.
Daddy?
Yeah.
He wrote that story?
Daddy wrote that story for you.
That book?
That story I just read you. Uh-huh. Did you like it?
I loved it.
So do you think Krampus came back for John, or did you think John did enough nice things that Krampus was going to leave him alone?
Krampus came back and said, you were great.
Oh, so Krampus came back to congratulate him? Mm-hmm. That's nice of Krampus. So I don't have very many Krampus sightings or in movies or in TV shows that you would know of, but I do have a fun little fact for the grown-ups who are listening. Do you want to hear that? Mm-hmm. Have you heard us talk about the show The Office? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, The Office.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the guy with the glasses that you see?
Yeah, okay. The guy with the scary eyes.
Yes, Dwight. You have the kids' book. Do you remember his name is Dwight? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in The Office, for one of their Christmas episodes, Dwight Schrute, which is his name, mm-hmm. dresses up like a German version of Krampus known as Belschnickel. He, too, carries around a bundle of sticks and spanks kids and adults if they have been impish all year. Or he gives them a little gift if they've been admirable. So Belschnickel is kind of a cross between Krampus and St. Nicholas. Is that cool? Mm-hmm. So you haven't watched that show, but you do know who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, buddy. Like, that's all I got for Krampus. So thank you for listening to the story and doing this episode with me today. Do you want to say anything to the listeners? Anything maybe saying happy holidays?
Happy Krampus Day.
That works. Okay, sit down in your spot. Well, that about does it on our episode of Krampus. Until next time, remember, the cryptids are watching.